Almanac. Each time you visit, we will be telling stories about famous Quakers and infamous ones, too. We'll also tell you about some lesser-known Quakers whose amazing stories we discovered. Some of these Quakers lived long ago, while others are among us right now in our own neighborhood. We'll tell you about Quakers of all sorts who are living in every time zone and working for Quaker concerns in a variety of ways. We'll also include in the Almanac stories about Quaker organizations and the work they do to alleviate suffering, to promote Quaker ideals, and to address injustice in the world. We began our research with a question: how do Quakers live their faith in the past and right now? As we began to write up our research, we wondered, what can we gain from their stories? We hope, as our project moves to its next stage, that you can find in the words and deeds of these friends some wisdom, comfort, and inspiration for your own spiritual journey. Our project has been supported by a Ford Knight grant for student-faculty collaborative research at Earlham College.
On the 15th of August, 1987, a small group of Quakers drafted an epistle as the culmination of a week-long Friends General Conference gathering workshop on Quakers and the environment. The epistle voiced a deep and urgent need for Quakers to, quote, give forceful witness to the holiness of creation and to demonstrate in their lives the meaning of this testimony, unquote. From this group and epistle, there arose a need to form an organization addressing the relationships between Quakers and the natural environment. Shortly thereafter, the organization known as Quaker Earth Care Witness was born. The workshop itself focused on the writings of the Quaker environmental and social activist Marshall Massey. His 1984 book, In Defense of the Peaceable Kingdom, outlines the idea that there is, quote, a force within us that binds us to the outcome of our action, unquote. Massey states that in relation to nature, all humans are equal, both in their rights to an unpolluted world and also in their responsibility for stewardship. A commitment to nonviolence in direct action and in politics runs through Massey's writing and is held as a core tenet by Quaker Earth Care Witness. Massey reminds us that activism is not the sole focus of Quakers, but rather that they are the religious society of Friends. This emphasis on a spiritual connection to environmental activism is central to the message of Quaker Earth Care Witness. While many Quakers accept some aspect of environmentalism as core spiritual components, much of the work done by Quaker Earth Care Witness is to further integrate the testimony of environmental stewardship among the existing testimonies of simplicity, peace, integrity, equality, and community. Quaker Earth Care Witness works to, quote, integrate into the beliefs and practices of the religious society of Friends the truth that God's creation is to be respected, protected, and held in reverence in its own right, end quote. Whatever the position of its message within Quaker testimony, QEW has grown steadily in membership and scope since its inception. Including chapters from many Quaker walks of life, QEW now has members throughout the world. Their actions are similarly diverse, featuring projects such as a permacultural farm in Costa Rica, matching mini-grants for eco-friendly remodeling of meeting houses, and fostering intervisitation among similarly concerned Friends.
And now a quote from Laurie Baker, a Quaker architect. Many of us have our own ideas, and others have adopted others' ideas of just what God is. But apart from what we see and hear and feel, it is all a matter of faith. Without concrete proof, we believe. But in any case, we are fairly convinced that creation was not just a big bang, but is a continuing creation of which we are a part.
Thank you for visiting the Quaker Almanac. We hope you'll come back soon. Thanks also to Dan Graves of the Music Department at Earlham College for allowing us to use his arrangement of How Can I Keep From Singing? The West Coast Tour Choir of 1998 sings this particular version. Our project was supported by a Ford Knight grant for student-faculty collaborative research at Earlham College. If you would like to join this project and tell another Quaker story, contact Trish Eckert at the Newland Center for Quaker Thought and Practice or Mary Garman in the Religion Department.